This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, friends, it has been a week of weeks, literally. You want to know how unprincipled people are? Call out Donald Trump's administration for his crimes and transgressions of the U.S. Constitution. You're going to find out real quick as to how unprincipled these people are. It is craziness, to say the least. When you go to Scripture, I've had people tell me, Bradley, you need to be more loving. You need to be more gentle. You need to quit being so harsh. And it sounds like the man that gave up his gift and he didn't use it, who said to the Lord, "You're an austere man." I just identified exactly what that means. And I just got to go back to Scripture, friends, and just say to your face, out of love, what is love? Well, love is given unto us by the Holy Ghost. It's a holy love. It's a love given unto us from God. Okay, we are not to set the standard at man's fallen version of love without God. No, Jesus Christ is the standard. Man is not. And yet people want to try to minimize who Christ was so they can adjust it to their own level, as if to suggest that they are now somehow the standard of what Christianity is. And it sickens me to the core, friends, because Jesus is a standard, not your feelings. And furthermore, when you go to Scripture, I want you to hear this, okay? Leviticus 19:17, what does it say? It says, "Thou shalt not hate your brother in your heart." You're not supposed to hate him. So therefore, if you love your brother, I'm adding, okay, going back to Scripture, "you shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not allow sin upon him." Today, what you have in America is those that call themselves the right are the ones that are calling you out for hate for holding to the heart of Christ. That's why you have a left. Okay? Just for the record. And keep in mind, 2 Timothy 3:16, "all scriptures given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness." Not without. How many times have we been warned what love is not? "Love rejoiceth not in lawlessness, but it rejoiceth in the truth." Who's the way, the truth, and the life? Jesus Christ is. Who are we to emulate? Jesus Christ. And let me ask you, friends, what did he say of the Pharisees, the self-professed children of God during his time? He called them hypocrites. He called them fools. He called them blind guides. He called them snakes. He called them vipers. He called them the children of hell. Read Matthew 23. Oh, Brett Bradley, that's just a misinterpretation. No, it's not. See, Christ offends men because his gospel is intolerant of sin. See, that's the problem we're having in this country. If people knew the Word of God, if people knew the U.S. Constitution, we would not be in the situation that we're in today. You folks, That's all you'd have to tell them is who's lying and who's telling the truth. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, making reference to God's moral law, and they would know. The people that you argue with the most are the ones that don't know the Word of God. And you know what they're doing? They're busy watching the television set. And what they want to do is they got a little bit of Jesus and they got 99% of the world, and they want to tell you what an Orthodox Christian looks and acts like. Oh my goodness. Here, let me tell you what they're feeding on. I want you to listen to this really careful. This is what, in fact, they are feeding on. Listen carefully. Are we going to go ahead and play that video, guys? That audio? Okay, we're come on. The live video, the media piece. Come on, guys.
Rebecca Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities,
the El Paso, Las Cruces communities,
Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about troubled news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
They're the ones
the
doing it.
Of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories that are true without checking facts first.
All together,
some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Our democracy.
Extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Democracy.
This is extremely dangerous.
This is the mainstream media's useful idiots, friends, all across the country.
This is extremely
all
dangerous
in unison.
To our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous.
We're not
to
a
our
democracy,
democracy,
for the
this
record.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is what these hypocrites of the day are feeding on.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 And you know what? It falls in line with a lot of those people that are out there listening to, again, the conservative outlets of the day, right? Yesterday's liberals going right along with the government. And by the way, it doesn't apply just to the conservatives of the day. I was looking at a Christian Post this morning. And boy, oh boy, friends, are they adhering their little train to that of the governments every step of the way. Defeatism, do what the government says, this is what happens if you don't. Friends, again, let's put it into perspective, they work for us. And by the way, rewind just a little bit, we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. But this is what the modern day Americans feed on. And they wonder why they're confused, because the useful idiots are just reading off their teleprompters. They're not asking any questions. These are not legitimate journalists, friends. No, they're just reading off the teleprompter what it is that they're supposed to read to you. And everybody's confused all together at the same time, because the useful idiots in the mainstream media, in unison, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the southern border to the northern border, are giving you the same information that the six corporations worldwide want you to have. Period. We're going to come back, friends. I want to talk to you about a little more of the coronavirus hoax, as Ron Paul called it, right? And we're going to come right back, and I'm going to show you what happens after they get their $2 trillion corona relief bill passed, how they begin to act. Well, they don't need the money anymore, so now they're telling New Yorkers and Californian people, just go ahead and live your life. We already got the bill passed. Yep. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Okay, so that's how the week started off, right? I am righteously indignant as to what I'm seeing in this country. And I want to stick to the topic here, but I got to tell you something, friends. There's a lot of things that are happening in this country that are very disturbing, and hopefully the Holy Ghost will roll them out for us, okay? I was just highlighting the fact. You know what, friends? Just hang on a second. If you want to watch this online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 13 articles on that website. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Have several friends over there. And if you want to watch us over on beforeitsnews.com, you can do that as well. We're right on the front page. Click onto YouTube. Go to the right side of the page. And you can click on and join us on live chat. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that. That's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. You get the point. Folks, we're going to be talking about the Lord is willing to give the church what it is willing to fight for, firstly, and those who are of another spirit understand exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm talking about the Word of God first and foremost. We got that out of the way. Okay, so what I want to do is I was just sharing with you over the last couple days, just making points about how unprincipled Americans have become because they don't know the law. I even had one guy say, listen, if they don't agree with the president, they're all liars. I'm not kidding you. Apparently, this individual doesn't understand what patriotism is. Patriotism, defined in Webster's 1828, actually means to uphold dying laws. Theodore Roosevelt actually said patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. Well, I'll tell you what, friends. You got a whole lot of people that are willing to cover for the unconstitutionality concerning the policies, not the laws. Policy follows laws in this country, friends. that are taking place under this current administration. And keep in mind, with all these executive orders taking place from the president and the governor's friends, keep in mind, executive orders are unconstitutional. And the only thing that makes them legit in any sense of the word, if they are in any sense of the word, friends, keep in mind, they have to be congruent to the U.S. Constitution, which is the king of the land, which is given unto us by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's found in Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3. Okay? Aside of that, let's get over to what I said as I teed it up before. I ended the last segment, and I was talking about what's happening in America today after a $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill is passed. All of a sudden, the tune has changed completely. It's amazing, all the fear and the hype, friends, and the hysteria that's created. The fear that's being used to paralyze the American people to further subject themselves to tyranny, because tyranny is what it is that you're seeing on the horizon today. Okay? It's amazing how when they don't need an issue or a crisis anymore, all of a sudden it goes away. 4 days later, the American people forget about it. And now all of a sudden, the new thing that's going on here, right, is the reps, the said representatives that work for special interest groups, not we the people. It's interesting how they're talking in New York and in California. Listen to this.
The risk to New Yorkers for coronavirus is low, and our city preparedness is high.
This should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat. I'm going to do that myself.
To Chinatown, here we are. We're, again, careful, safe, and come join us.
There is no concern at this time for coronavirus in our region.
The Department of Sanitation is ready for Mardi Gras 2020.
The facts are reassuring.
We want New Yorkers to go about their daily lives.
But there's really no need to panic and to avoid activities that we always do as New Yorkers. We are a hardy people.
Americans do not need to panic. What I would suggest, however, is that Americans take this as a wake-up call for seasonal flu.
There's very little threat here. This disease, even if you were to get it, basically acts like a common cold.
Mayor Blasio in New York.
So we're telling New Yorkers, go about your lives, take the subway, go out, enjoy life, and certainly not to miss the parade next Sunday. I'm going to be there.
If you had to, would you close down the borders?
Bernie Sanders.
No. We just need to be honest about the American people, with the American people about the fact that we can't keep people coming here from China.
And transmission is not that easy. I think there's been a misperception that coronavirus hangs in the air waiting to catch you. No, it takes direct person-to-person contact.
We also know that if it were likely to be transmitted casually, we would be seeing a lot more cases.
Right, right. Because this is New York, and you're in elevators and trains with everybody all the time.
Whoa! That's not what I've been hearing. How about you guys? How about you? Isn't this amazing? How telling. Oh, by the way, did you hear over in Australia, the Prime Minister, he said, life won't return to normal until there's a vaccine. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Are you listening to this, sheeple? I'm talking to those that don't know the difference. Are you listening to this? This is the pill in the jam, right? This is the pill in the jam. What is it driving us to? Just exactly what we said it would drive us to. We all knew where this was going. I mean, just think about this concerning Bill Gates, this creepy joker, right, who thinks he's above the laws of the land because of his money. Let me tell you something, Billy Bob, righteousness delivereth not in the day of wrath. Don't ever forget that. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Do you see a luggage rack on the top of a hearse? Absolutely. Billy Bob, listen to what I'm telling you, because this is your warning. Because nobody else will warn you, because they want your money. I don't want your money. I care more about your soul than your money. But you're a creep. You're wicked, and you need to repent before God. Acts 20, verse 21. Just for the record. But keep in mind, friends, Billy Gates, right? This is the same guy who says he wants to depopulate the earth. Now suddenly he wants to save everybody with his vaccinations. Folks, if people would just simply pay attention to the hypocrisy going on here. Folks, the relief bill, as they call it, has now been passed. They've bought a bunch of slaves in the country that are going to suffice with a $1,200 check, as they just made off with $2 trillion of pork that was in the bill to fund enemies within the United States of America. This wasn't about you, America. This wasn't the big win for you and me. This was the big win for them. And it's criminal what's going on here. And furthermore, Americans, you know that this is criminal in so many different ways. You know, I got to say this. I played some audio yesterday of Donald Trump. He was heightening what was going on. It was his coronavirus task team press release. And I played the audio of how it went from, you know, the seriousness of the situation and how we're just not going to succumb to these things and terrorists and people coming over into the United States. He's pushing fear. He's fueling the narrative to drive you to cry out for more government intervention, right? And then all of a sudden, he just goes out into left field. And then guess who he starts talking about? Well, here. Who does he always talk about? Listen to this, friends. This is craziness.
Do you think tweeting about it will help prevent that from happening?
It's social media. It gets out. I have, you know, hundreds of millions of people. Number one on Facebook. Did you know I was number one on Facebook? And I just found out I'm number one on
Facebook. I'm embarrassed,
man.
That was
very nice, for whatever it means. No, it represents something. And when I can explain to people, just don't do it. You know, it's going to be bad if you do
it. He's number one on Facebook. He has hundreds of millions of followers. No, he doesn't, friends. It's easy to find the information. It's easy to cross-check. Listen, on this radio show, I encourage you to cross-check every single thing that I say to you. I'm telling you to cross-check me, not this guy. We also found that this week, some of the useful idiots from CNN, you know, fake news because Donald Trump said it's fake news. Everything's fake news to Donald Trump that questions his policies and that calls him out for his transgressions and his hypocrisies. It's always fake news if you tell the truth. In this particular case, these useful idiots brought quotes from Donald Trump and said in front of the world in question to Donald Trump, but this is your quote. This is what you said. What did Donald Trump say? He called them mean and he called them vicious. This is what you're dealing with today. This is what you're dealing with today, friends. This is what's happening in this country. It's interesting. I posted a picture of a quote by Adolf Hitler. And I'm going to get to this, and you'll understand the parallel in just a couple minutes. But do you remember that Adolf Hitler said, "How fortunate for those in power that people do not think"? How fortunate for those in power that people do not think, Adolf Hitler. And just think about this, friends. They loved him for it. Why? Because people don't learn from history, because dictators are usually loved by the people, not hated. At least by them that did not know the difference. And again, this is what history teaches us. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio called for a national enlistment program for doctors and nurses to handle an expected surge of even more coronavirus cases in New York and other places around the country where the virus cases are straining the existing healthcare systems.
De Blasio said that the country should be on wartime footing to meet the coronavirus threat. He said we're fighting a war against an invisible enemy that is increasingly taking the lives of Americans. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that they are not able to keep up with the amount of ventilators that they currently have to take care of coronavirus patients.
We have about 6 days of ventilators in our stockpile. Person comes in and needs a ventilator, and you don't have a ventilator, the person dies. That's the blunt equation here.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I just want to say this again. In every one of my shows, I've got you for 2 hours today. In every one of my shows, yes, I'm showing you what the issue is. I'm educating you to the problem. But I'm always magnifying the answer. Every step of the way through the show. I'll say it again. Here's your answer that you're looking for. The strength of the Constitution lies in the will of you to defend it. Not Bradley Dean. You. Okay? I'm doing my part. Unless you do your part, this all is for naught. Because we can do this under God. As a matter of fact, that was a great tee up to this. The Lord is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. And those who are of another spirit. Understand exactly what I'm saying. When you look in Scripture, listen to me carefully. Here's your answer. Nowhere in Scripture can you find where the Lord ever failed a faithful man or woman of God. Nowhere. Let me say that again. Nowhere in Scripture can you find where the Lord ever failed a faithful man or woman of God. Nowhere. And yet this is what people feed on, is defeatism. Because to me, it's amazing as to how apt people in the American church today are when it comes to disseminating fear and defeat, only to further paralyze themselves and to ensure defeat on the behalf of their own people. By the way, fear is the enemy to real faith. So is reason. Listen to what I just said. We walk by faith, not by sight. Fear is the enemy to real faith. Okay? The fear of man, the Bible tells us, is a snare. Strong confidence have those that put their confidence in the fear of God, which is filial, in departing from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. Okay? Also read 2 Timothy 1:7, because we've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But if you want to understand a little of what I'm talking about, just read through a modern-day Christian media outlet like I did this morning, Folks, it's defeatism. It's nothing but defeatism. And it continuously aligns itself and subjects themselves and their readers to the very darkness that it should be, in fact, reproving and conquering in Christ. We're made more than conquerors through Him that loved us, Romans 8:37. Okay? This all reminds me in parallel to that of when the Lord sent out Joshua and Caleb to search out the land that the Lord had given them in Numbers 13:1. Just think about this. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it." That means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place. Okay? Americans, let me say this. Let me make it applicable to today. Okay? By the Holy Ghost. You still have the freedom to do the right things. You still have the freedoms to do the right things. What are you doing with those blood-bought freedoms in the spiritual and in the natural? I'm curious. Only you can answer that question mark. But when you look at Caleb, when he stilled the people before Moses, right? He said, "Let us go up at once and possess it." He knew that they could overcome. He said, "For we are well able to overcome. But the men that went up with him said, 'We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are.'" Well, it depends on who you have your trust in. Okay, let me put this into perspective. How many times, in Henry Ford, we know he was a communist, but he was right when he said it. He said, "Give me the man that doesn't know that he can get the job done, and he'll be the one to get the job done." Did you hear what I said? Give me a man that doesn't know that he can't get the job done because he'll be the one to get the job done. Let me take it over to Mike Tyson. Okay? Heavyweight champion of the world. He grew up fatherless, grew up in a really hard life. His circumstances were very grim on so many fronts. His coach came into his life and began to become a role model, a father figure to Mike Tyson. And you know what it took for Mike Tyson to conquer the boxing world? I kid you negative. I give this to Christ, not to Mike Tyson. But it shows you the power of truth if people accept it. Okay, that grain of mustard of faith that Jesus talked about, that you can move mountains. Okay, that's all he told him, is that you can become the world champion of the world. And guess what, friends? He did. Because at that point, that was in his heart, that was greater than defeatism. That was greater than fear in his heart. He became so confident with what his coach, his father role, had told him that he took it on and he conquered the boxing world. Hey, folks, how many times have you seen, and I've heard this before, you know, you see the little kid on the street, a little skinny joker, and you see this big, round, buff joker, right? And they're on top of the hill. And everybody thinks that that big buff guy is going to take out that little scrawny kid that had a real rough life. And before you know it, the big buff joker, he's laying on his back. Because people don't understand that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I'm giving you a natural analogy so you can understand what I'm telling you in the spiritual. When you feed on the Christ, you're going to overcome. What overcomes the world? Even our faith. Read 1 John 5:2. And then go on from there. When you feed on the bread of life, you are going to become that overcomer. Just ask King David in Psalm 18. "By my God, I'll go through a troop. By my God, I'll leap over a wall. The Lord gave me the neck of my enemies that they were no longer able to rise." I could go on this for hours right now, friends. It's what you feed on. Friends, you put two dogs in a cage. Let them fight to the death. Which one's going to win? Anybody? 1-866-582-9933. You put two dogs in a cage, they're going to fight to the death. Which one's going to win? I'll tell you. The one that you feed the most. What are you feeding on? You know, you've heard that saying, the Bible says, "Whatever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." When you think on the things of God, "Great is the peace of those whose minds are stayed upon thee." Guess what? When you think upon him, guess what? You become that which your eyes are fixed upon. Hebrews 12:2, the author and the finisher of our faith. And the Bible calls him the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Bible calls him the captain of our salvation. The Bible calls him a man of war. Okay? And we're in a real warfare here. Oh, modern day Christians love to talk about the warfare that we're enduring today, and they know very little of it. Ephesians 6, starting in verse 12. Very little of it. Guess what? Caleb, Joshua, Moses, Aaron, and the 70 elders all understood, for the most part, what I'm talking about right now. And I'm talking about Numbers 13:1. When Caleb stilled the people before Moses, what did he do? He said, let us go up at once and possess the land. Then he said, for we are able to overcome it. Folks, we already have the land. We just need to repossess that which is taken away from us. How do we do that? We simply enforce the laws found in the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. The problem you're having today is that you're succumbing to the domestic enemies because you don't realize that they are your enemies. Okay? These are the ones that are just like when you were listening to the news. What is it? It's all going one direction. Fear, 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 fear. And more fear, and more fear, and more fear, and more fear. They want to paralyze you. See, folks, the spirit of America is bravery and valor. It's not fear. We don't take counsels from our fears in this world, friends. As a matter of fact, the church today should be fearless in the center of the world that's completely afraid. That's how they find their faith in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God and not in man. I mean, folks, you know what the world's looking for? Those that actually believe their profession. You've all heard the analogy, true. Nobody knows, but I'm sure it's been lived out several thousands of times since the beginning of time. In a foreign land, they line up all these people. Communist country begins to take over. The government does, and they go inside of a house where they're having church. And guy says to him, listen, I want everybody up on the wall that believes and that you call yourself a Christian, and you really do. I want you to stand up against the wall right now because we're going to kill every single one of you. And 90% of the people that are in that house having church sit down because they don't want to die. What is it for a man to gain the whole world, right, and lose his own soul? The Bible says that those that try to save their life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. But you have 10% of them stand up on the wall and say, go ahead, shoot away. I know where I'm going. I'm going to be transferred into glory right now. The guy walks in with his gun and looks over at him and says, listen, I just wanted to know who the real ones were from the counterfeit ones. You're the ones that I want to have fellowship with. That's what the world's looking for. They're the ones that are willing to go on the front line and stay there and line themselves up against a wall, regardless of the consequence, because they trust God with their whole heart. They committed themselves unto the Lord. They committed their works unto the Lord, and they trust the Lord. Just like Caleb and Joshua and Moses and Aaron and the 70 elders. They were of a different spirit. But what did the people say? Yet these were the children of Israel in Numbers 13, friends. What do we see today? By the way, friends, you want to see the strength of the church in America today? I just want to show you. And it's a lack of Christianity. Okay? Again, talking about dividing, talking about preaching the Word of God, and dividing the sheep from the goats. If Planned Parenthood was killing puppies instead of babies, Americans would have shut them down by now. How strong is the church? 4,000 babies a day are being murdered in this country. How strong is the church today? They are advocators of that which God calls an abomination concerning the sodomite agenda. How strong is the church? They are the very ones alluring in those that mean to conquer this country. How strong is the church today? Look to your government. Look at how corrupt they are. That's a reflection of the church, which is a reflection of we the people. One nation under God, right? Yep. This is our reflection, America. I want to tell you something. It's not mine. It's not mine. It wasn't Moses's. It wasn't Aaron's. It wasn't Caleb's. It wasn't Joshua's. It was the people that claimed to be something that they weren't at all. Folks, I'm getting to a point here. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, it's time for you to stand up and be counted as one of those that are willing to do what it takes to see the Lord move on your behalf.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Deforest News is proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. DeforestNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
1-866-582-9933. Come on, guys. You guys have been calling all week. I loved it. You want to join us on live chat? Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the 13 articles on the left side. To the right side, click on to YouTube. Join us on live chat. Go to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Join us on live chat. You got to click on to YouTube first and foremost, and then join us on live chat. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, the Lord is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, and that's usually where you lose people. The fight for part. They don't want to fight. They want someone else to sacrifice themselves for the freedoms in which they have. As a matter of fact, we're seeing a prime example of that in so many different ways today, aren't we? I mean, just think about this. What our forefathers, our veterans, our family members have fought, bled, and died in many cases fighting against, now they've subjected themselves to what they fought against in third world countries in Washington, D.C. today. Just think about that. I mean, men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks. Their children brought up easy, let it slip away again. Folks, poor fools, I gotta say, poor fools and their grandchildren are once more slaves again. That's what's going on in the country today. And it's happening because it's applicable to exactly what we're talking about. I am telling you, friends, that we can do this under God. And I believe, regardless if you join me in this battle, concerning what the Lord is doing, it matters not, because the Lord's going to have his victory regardless if it's one or if it's 300 million. It matters not. Ask Gideon. John Knox, the prophet from Scotland, was right when he said, a man with God is always in the majority. It's true. We're talking about the Lord is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let's go up and possess it. for we're well able to overcome. We are. Do the math. Come on, friends. We are. But what did the people say? We be not able to go up against the people. Hey, folks, you know when I first started doing high school assemblies? Back in the early 2000s, I did hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. Public schools, three Christian schools out of the hundreds that I've done. You know who was there to oppose me every step of the way? It was the professed church saying to me, you can't cross lines between church and state. Where did they hear that from? The media? Who disseminates what? Fear? With what? Untruths? Coming from who? A communist organization called the American Civil Liberties Union? The founder of the organization said, the end of the ACLU is communism. Wait a second, they don't have a lawful leg to stand on. Furthermore, the kid do not belong to the state because the state has no children. Read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. You know who pushed this message on me, friends? It was a good thing that Moses never asked his board members, I'm being facetious, before taking the children of Israel into the Promised Land, along with Joshua. Moses only went so far. It's a good thing that he didn't take a poll before he obeyed God. Yep. Listen to me. Let me say this. How many board members have stopped the will of God when the church overseer gets vision or he gets a word from the Lord? They'll be the first ones to stop it every single time. And I want to tell you why that is. Because you have the pastors leading the church. It's not supposed to be them leading the church. They have snuffed out the word of prophetic. And the Lord's not straightened. He's going to have his way. Just ask Micah. He's going to have his way one way or another. Just let it be before rather than after. Because prevention is better than cure. Okay? Put that in your heart. Hold it on the shelf. It'll come into play. The people said we can't. We be not able to go up against the people, for we are stronger, for they are stronger than we are. No, they are not. They are not. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. What did the people do in the face of the children of God? They brought up an evil report of the land which they searched unto the children of Israel. Okay? They, Joshua, Caleb, Moses, Aaron, they gave the good report. They knew that the Lord would give them what he promised that he would give them. Because if you remember right, Numbers 13, verse 2, he said, which I give unto the children of Israel. He already told them that he gave them the promised land. Americans, you're in the promised land. You just need to clean house. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Get rid of the leaven. That's your job. You're waiting for government to do unto themselves that you know that they're not going to do unto themselves. They're not going to bring judgment unto themselves or their little minions. Never in a million years. Ask Donald. Hillary Clinton's still out there doing her thing. You know, Barack Obama's still out there doing his thing. I mean, just think about this. They're not going to incriminate themselves, friends. No, they've granted themselves congressional immunity. Right? We're above the law. We're above, really what they're saying, are the people that are too stupid to know the difference. That's really what they're doing. The American people have become a joke to these people. It's true. Now, when I put this into parallel, I want to bring it into a happening that just took place last week. Because I want to remind people that though the children of Israel said and did what they said and did, again, I'm going to bring that portion at the end of what I'm bringing in right now, okay? When you put this in parallel to the American church today, much is the same thing. Nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:4, just ask the preacher, King Solomon. But there's always going to be them that are different and they're of a different spirit. Not many, mind you. Doesn't matter. God doesn't use the majority to prevail, right? But he'll always show himself strong on the behalf of those who are willing to take him at his word. Read Isaiah 55. The word of God will not return void. Okay? He's not a man that he should lie. And he's not going to refuse his sons and his daughters when in fact that's his will. Now taking it to what just took place here in America, we can look to Tampa, Florida. My friend over at Liberty Council, who happens to be an attorney over there, told me last week, Bradley, the hammer's going to fall. Do you remember Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, pastor of the River at Tampa Bay Church? Do you remember he was arrested at his home by the Hernando County Sheriff deputies for holding a church service yesterday? This was March 30th of this last month. Okay? He was arrested for having a church service. Keep in mind again, friends, as I said since day one, by the way, everybody's talking about this now. Planned Parenthoods are wide open. We called them. Wide open. Anything that works for what the government's pushing for, it's all open, it's all operational. Letting prisoners out of jail. But they go out and catch in Florida a guy hanging out in the water in his boat all by himself. Did you see this, friends? And they go and arrest him and they throw him in jail. Listen to how these devils contradict themselves. They need to be dealt with, friends. Lawfully dealt with. They need to be removed and they need to be charged. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Predicated upon Article 2, Section 4. Going back to Rodney Brown, he was arrested for having a church service. I knew there was recompense coming. I knew it. I know these law. As a matter of fact, we've set three lawful precedents or precedents across the United States of America because the law's on our side. I don't ask the devil for permission to obey God. If the Lord said it, that's what we're going to do. It. He said it. That settles it. It's done. Period. Right. Well, they thought they had the victory. And there's the mainstream media blowing it up, trying to scare everybody out there to just go ahead and submit to what we're telling you because we know best, even though what we're doing is arbitrary and unconstitutional and therefore equals tyrannical. That doesn't matter because most people don't know the difference anyways. We just want to let you know that you're going to do what we say because we know better than you. By the way, did you know who did this to this pastor? A lesbian mayor. Did you hear what I said? Man, this is starting to sound a lot like Hitler's Germany. Anybody ever read the pink swastika? Did you know that Hitler's SS, they were masculine homosexuals? Did anybody know that? That's a fact. Now, then on April 2nd, and then, this is what I want to bring in, and then, the man said what he said, but the Lord said, listen, this is what I have to say now because somebody acted on my word. It was reported on April 2nd that Hillsborough County Council just met and voted to reverse its orders from law last Friday. At the recommendation of County Attorney Beck, the council voted to recognize churches as... Now, friends, listen to what I said to you from the very first segment to right now. I said, pay attention to what I'm talking about. The parallel between the Hitlers and the... Hitler's Germany in the 30s and what we're seeing today, we're hearing more of this all the time because people are beginning to pay attention to the parallel, right? Notice how they're using the word essential. Do you remember those that were behind barbed wire fence that were killed off at length? Remember how they were called essential workers? Notice how your government today is calling that which is essential from that which is non-essential. Notice the verbatim, friends. We're going to come right back to this. The Lord is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.